Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've turned to Press TV's World News. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Daesh terrorists have launched a chemical attack on a Syrian military airport in the eastern province of Dar al-Zar. Syrian state media reported that ISIL used mustard gas in its offensive against the army base located south of the city of Dar al-Zar. There were no immediate reports of possible casualties. Now, the Syrian army, backed by Russian airstrikes, managed to flush terrorists out of several villages near the airport last year. However, Takfiri terrorists are still in control of parts of the province that borders Iraq, where they launched chemical attacks on the northern city of Taza last month. Several people, including minors, were killed in those attacks. Crossing over to San Francisco, joined by former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer, Mrs. Scott Bennett, thank you so much for being with us. And what do you make of this latest chemical attack? It appears that Daesh is getting more and more desperate. And also, if we look at the international reaction, not a whole lot is being said as we're hearing more and more reports of the terrorist group using chemical weapons.
Well, there are two sides to this coin. There is the side of the attack itself and everything connected with it. And then there's the other side, the PSYOP side. Why was this done now? What other things are in motion that this was meant to dissuade and distract people away from? So there are two different things that we need to be cognizant of to really scope and understand this. So let's start first with the attack. Yes, the Kurdish YPG militia and others and the Kurdish deputies have been warning all along that Turkey has been providing chemical weapons for the ISIS terrorist operations to destabilize Assad with the agenda of putting in a Wahhabi Takfiri overthrow of government with the ultimate objective to destabilize Iran and Russia. We all know that. But what's interesting about this attack, and you talk about the international community, this is precisely what George W. Bush said would happen and used this to justify his bombing and his war in Iraq. He said that Saddam Hussein would get chemical weapons and use them and export them to Al-Qaeda. Well, that's exactly what Turkey has done. They've got their chemical weapons, they've exported them to ISIS, terrorist elements, and they're also going to be exporting them to Europe. So you can bet there is going to be a European operation where these chemical weapons are going to be used. And it's amazing that the West and NATO and the United Nations and all of these governments who claim to have human rights and the Geneva Convention and all that stuff are absolutely silent about the exact same parallel to Saddam Hussein, George W. Bush, and the bombing of Iraq. We have this in Syria. I mean, in Turkey. And quite frankly, Russia could do exactly what Bush did. If Bush could do it, why can't Russia step in and say, Turkey is providing chemical weapons to terrorists with the agenda of launching attacks in Russia. Therefore, we're going to go in and bomb and overthrow Turkey.
Well, Well, you talked about a possible scenario with Russia doing what George W. Bush did to Iraq, but can you imagine the repercussions, ramifications in dealing with this situation? Where do you see this all going in general? It still appears that the West is not ready to give up on its major demand, of course, which is for the Syrian president to step down. And we see, as you said, these continual attacks and different situations happening in Syria. What has to happen in order for this situation to be resolved?
Well, in one sense, sadly, the West and NATO and the Americans that under the Obama administration do not want it resolved. They've taken advantage of the peace treaty, of the ceasefire, in order to orchestrate this attack, in order to arrange it, in order to get the weapons put in place. And these aren't just weapons you cobble together on a Sunday afternoon. These are armaments that are very serious, they're very professional, and they're very easily trackable too. So what I would say to really resolve this is, okay, the United Nations with Russia and other parties should go into Turkey and do an exact audit of all of their chemical weapons to make sure nothing gets through the channels because that's where they're coming from. They're not coming from Iran. They're not coming from Britain. They may be coming from Saudi Arabia and some of the other nations with a stakeholder in this fight. But the United Nations should have chemical inspectors in Turkey, in Saudi Arabia, in all of the countries around there. They were quick enough to challenge Assad and claim that he launched chemical attacks, which we later found out was false. Well, the international community should be who they say they are and go in and make sure none of these chemical weapons get out from Turkey and elsewhere. The other thing about this is it's very suspicious that this was just released now as the Panama Papers were released, as RT did their own investigation and found a treasure trove of financial documentation that shows the banks and the donors to the ISIS operatives. All of that financial data is the most damning because it leads right back to the Saudi Arabians, the Qataris, the Kuwaitis, the Gulf nations who've been funding this. And this was also interesting. This Panama paper was released 24 hours after we released a report citing all of the Swiss bank connections to the terrorist financial operations since 2012. Within 24 hours of our release on Friday, this Panama paper release happened. So there's a lot of things that we need to timeline, because I think this is part of a larger PSYOP, and I think they're going to hit Russia or hit Europe with chemical weapons soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer out of San Francisco.